Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, December the 5th, 2025. 12-5-25. There are some good lottery numbers. 14 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. First Friday in the month of December. 20 days till Christmas. The big fruitcake toss coming up on the 11th. This coming Thursday at 7 p.m. We thank the Industrial Channel. They are providing the famous Buckeye Donuts from Buckeye Donut in Columbus, Ohio. Everybody that night will get a free donut. And we've got quite a list here. Chip, Bob Welsh, Mariah Rudolph, Amy Acton, Weslin Davis, Larry Barnett, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ralph Thacker, myself, Matt Morgan, Twyla Lang, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Jeff Ruth, Brian Murphy, Thaddeus Smith, Lois Fisher, Lowell Thurston, Governor DeWine, Naomi Craig, Terry Klein, Linda Sims, Sheriff Bales, Ed Pickett, the president of the Y-Men, Miranda McGinnis, Mayor Kellogg, Martin Watts, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mike Augenstein, members of the fire department, Kevin Davidson, Frank Gibson, Ted Graham, Ron Prater, Aaron Rollins, Amy and Brock Parker with the peanut butter and jelly truck, hopefully with some Christmas music and lights, Tara Dyer. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, love your fruitcake.
Yes.
Haven't been able to get a hold of Ted Graham, so...
I saw him last night.
Oh, you did?
I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but I did see him.
Ah, well, I've left a message on his voicemail. Hopefully he'll show up.
Yeah.
Mike Augenstein is questionable, but you should be getting a phone call from the Salvation Army.
Oh, very nice.
The woman I spoke with said her husband sets up all the kettles in that. So, you know, I think there's going to be a good-sized crowd, a charitable crowd that will make it worth the kettle or the bell ringer's efforts.
Oh, very. So, you know, one of the first years here at the station, I believe on Christmas Eve, people will remember this. So this is like 12 years ago. There was a person who played the trumpet. It was a young girl, I believe. And I came to find out this was the daughter of the person who was the head of the Salvation Army here in Marion. And she played Christmas music on this trumpet. And she came in the studio on Christmas Eve and played the trumpet, the Christmas music. But she was out doing the bell ringing, but she didn't ring a bell. She played the trumpet. Yeah, I had to pull that. Pull that audio sometime.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we could get the Lasecki family to come and play.
You know, I'll tell you, the great Lasecki family. I think some of them have went off to college now. That's how many years we've been around.
Well, they might be out for Christmas break too.
Well, they could. I tell you, if you call over to the St. Mary's Elementary School, I think
the
that's
office.
Where the mother works.
Yeah, she's over there.
Yeah, give them a call. They were here in past years.
I was going to call the homeless shelter. Then I got to thinking, we want them to participate, or how exactly are you going to give the tree to them?
Yeah, I would tell, if the homeless shelter is here, we'll give them the tree, but their director could participate, gives them a reason to be here.
Okay, and the director is, what's her name?
I think her name's Dana Martin.
Dana Martin, okay, I'll give them a call and give you an update.
All right, sounds good, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, you know, get somebody doable. You're not going to get Vivek Ramaswamy. He flies over this state in a Learjet or something.
You know, what day is the fruitcake toss?
The 11th.
Okay, yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, but who? I mean, there are a lot of people locally here.
I don't know. I'm already in the process of writing. That's what I was doing.
I don't.
Phone call. I'm writing up the email to
listen.
Vivek Ramaswamy,
what about?
And I'll just copy and paste it and send it. Send the roughly the same thing to DeWine.
To DeWine. Okay, but what about? Who else is somebody? I mean, we just had this big party for Mary Ellen. What about some people at that party?
Like who?
Well, I don't know. There were some people there who would have been of note, I think.
Well, I mean, yeah, but like, who's the just...
What about Alison Russo? She was there. She's running for Secretary of State. What about...
Have Heather Hill.
Heather Hill. You want me to put her down?
I guess, yeah.
All right. So Heather Hill running for governor. And who else do we have on this agenda? You say Alison Russo? You gonna contact her?
I guess. Might as well. Email all the politicians.
But you should have a local person on here. Who is somebody... Last night, by the way, we attended the Community Foundation holiday dinner. Our holiday... Well, it's a dinner because there is food.
Any of the city council people not
holiday,
been invited yet?
I don't think Ralph Smith has. I don't think Ayers has. I don't think Sean Barr has. I think those are the only ones.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you can put any of those people down.
Well, are you going to contact them? You got to contact them.
I mean, it shouldn't be too
Which
hard.
Which one do you want to put down?
I don't know. I mean... You said Barr hasn't.
Right.
Ayers hasn't.
Right.
Schauber hasn't.
No, Schauber has.
So who's the third one that hasn't?
Ralph.
I mean, you can put them all down, I guess. I got to take a picture of that, though, so I can.
Well, you don't remember that. You'll see them Monday, won't you?
Well, yeah, but I got to remember which ones it is.
Ralph, Sean Barr, and who else did you say?
Ayers, right?
Ayers, yeah. Okay.
Oh, and has Dr. Davis been.
Yes, Dr. Davis has, but he's going to be on a cruise, I guess. Okay, so
I
those...
I saw the groundhog over there and made me think about
it. Yeah. Well, now you got to get hold of Alison Russo and Heather Hill and the whole shebang here. Don't we have a bell ringer?
I got to get a hold of two gubernatorial candidates. Got to get a hold of Secretary of State candidate. Got to get a hold of a whole bunch of city council.
You better get on it. It's less than a week away. And now you better tell them, since you have some kind of insight, that there's no hot chocolate.
I don't see.
You said that last hour.
Look, I said that I just think that you shouldn't keep bringing it up, because now.
I never said there was going to be hot chocolate.
I understand.
I said that there could be, maybe not. I don't know. I haven't heard.
Well, I mean, I think that the person we had the conversation. I mean, I just think that the person who brings the hot chocolate might feel like that's somehow some kind of pressure to bring hot chocolate.
Well, then that would be in the maybe not category.
Okay. All right. Well.
So you're saying you don't think there'll be hot chocolate?
Not necessarily. I just wouldn't have mentioned hot chocolate until I knew either way.
You're not very firm on anything here.
I mean, what do you mean? I mean,
you know, like yes, you think she will, or no, you think she won't.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just wouldn't have mentioned anything about hot chocolate until I.
You have to mention it.
Why?
Because it's like the tree. You have to let people know what might happen.
Well, what are you going to do if there's no hot chocolate?
I never promised it. I said it was possible, but not a guarantee.
Yeah, well, you see, but you could have just said, like, you could have waited till, like, a week before. I mean, I guess we're about there now.
Less than a week.
Yeah. But, I mean, you could have just messaged the person and, like,
the
so,
cake.
Hot chocolate,
I'm
yes
bringing,
or no?
And I'm then bringing the fruitcake.
Let
That's
them know
all you need to
definitively.
Know. I'm bringing the fruitcake. Yep. That's all.
I mean, you could have, all I'm saying is, you could have been definitive, but you could have just asked if they were bringing it, and if they said no, then you could have just been like, there will not be hot chocolate. Or if they said yes, then, you know, there will be hot chocolate.
I haven't heard from them.
Well, ask them.
No. We have not talked in a few days. Last time I tried to talk to them, it ended badly, so I'm not doing that.
I would just ask them if they're bringing hot chocolate.
No, because last time I tried to be cordial and had a nice little conversation with them, and it was poor. It was just poor. But anyway, I'm going to go something better than this.
Okay.
Last night was the Community Foundation holiday party.
Yes.
And boy, that is just uptown every year. Classy, classy event.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think so. I mean, everybody's dressed really nice, catered the whole nine.
And at the end, they give you the...
Give you a little bit piece of chocolate.
Piece of chocolate. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, is this Scott?
It is.
Hi, Scott. This is Dana Martin over at the Heart of Ohio Homeless Shelter. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Dana. How are you?
I'm doing well. I heard you guys have a fruitcake talk coming up.
We do this Thursday at 7 p.m.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I have it on my calendar. And the location's at the Marion Professional Building.
Yep, right over here, 685 Delaware Avenue. We'll be in the back parking lot.
Perfect. All right. Well, I have it on my calendar.
Perfect. How are things over at the homeless shelter?
We're busy.
I bet.
We're busy, which is great. We're doing our holiday Christmas mailer, and it's one of our largest fundraisers that we do. And we mail out our Christmas letters to a lot of our community partners, businesses that support us. And, you know, we typically raise between $25,000 and $40,000 just from doing that. So
terrific.
We're working on that. And also, last year, we did our first annual coldest night of the year, CNOY. And so we'll be doing our second one February 28th. I think it's February 28th. And so we'll start at the Chamber Building, and then we'll have a 2K, 5K walk downtown in the cold winter elements. And it's to build awareness of homelessness. And also the walk itself, you know, it's family friendly. You can bring your kids, your dogs, your strollers, all of that good stuff. There'll be signage and volunteers out. And then one thing I love is we also have rest stops on the way. So one rest stop, you might get hot chocolate. Another one, you might get coffee. Another one, you'll grab some cookies and donuts. And then, you know, we have cheer teams at those spots, so to encourage you.
Oh.
So we'll be doing our second year. So we just started kicking it off. And so the community will start hearing a lot more about the CNOY, coldest night of the year. And then you'll also start seeing team leaders wearing, they call them toques, but we call them hats. I love the term toques, though. So I'm getting excited about that and, you know, closing up this year and looking forward to what 2026 has to bring.
Oh, truly. Hey, Dana, we all read a few weeks ago, I was at the city council meeting in which city council allocated $5,000 to five different charities, organizations here in town. Have you guys received that $5,000 yet?
It is on the way. I confirmed, you know, our mailing address and those type of things. It is on the way. And, you know, I'm really glad that the city council kind of stepped up and broke those dollars up to spread them across the community. You know, that was just a great act on their part. So, yeah, looking forward to those dollars coming in that will go to great use, especially this time of year when it comes to food insecurities.
Well, and Dana, that's kind of the next question that I had, because I think people, I always get asked this question, how many people does our homeless shelter house, and is it filled? I mean, are there people who don't have a place to stay in Marion?
Absolutely. To the tail end of your question, absolutely there are people that do not have a place to stay here in Marion. That's one of the things that keeps me up at night. What the shelter does is we house men, women, and families. Last year, we probably served over 270-something individuals came through our shelter. And those individuals needed either housing and employment or just housing and getting their benefits in order. We do have benchmarks that the state requires us to meet. We exceed those benchmarks every month. The staff here is really good about helping the residents with their case plans and looking for employment. We work with a lot of community partners in Marion and surrounding counties to secure housing. And a lot of times we're able to, if they're following their case plans and those types of things, find them housing and also get their rent paid up at least for 3 months. Just so they can get settled into the financial portion of that.
That's terrific.
So our success rate is really good.
How many beds are at the homeless shelter?
Yeah, so we're a 28-bed shelter, and we have one side of our building is for men, and then the other side is women and families. And, you know, we meet people where they're at and what they identify as, and that's the side, you know, that you will be on in the shelter.
Now, typically, like for instance, tonight or last night, are you typically full? Are all 28 beds full?
Yeah, and that's a good question, Scott. So we are 28 beds, but our facility actually has bunk beds also. And not everyone can get on a top bunk. So for, even though we're 28 beds and, you know, we try to move, you know, move certain cases around if we can, some instances we can't. So if someone is over the age of 57, they automatically go on a bottom bunk. And if they have a medical condition, they have to be on a bottom bunk. So us full could be between 17 and 20, we're full. And if we hit that 28 mark, that means we fill those top bunks and everybody's on bed.
It's certainly a problem, I think, that should be on all of our minds all the time. Hey, Dana, my other question, do you guys need a Christmas tree this year?
I'm glad you asked. So I talked to one of your partners, Terry Klein, this morning. He was the one that gave me the information about the fruitcake toss and also about a donated tree. And I'm actually thinking if we could put that tree outside by our sign, because he mentioned people putting ornaments on it.
Yes.
Okay. I think that is awesome. Either we can put it outside or put it right inside our first common area. And if people want to stop by and grab a tour of the shelter and place an ornament on the tree, I think that would be very festive.
That's a terrific idea, and we will give you that tree on Thursday night, so we look forward to it. Thank you, Dana. I will see you Thursday night at 7.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Yeah,
bye-bye. All right. Well, that's wonderful. That's great. The homeless shelter is going to be represented in the fruitcake toss, first time ever, Dana Martin, and they will get a Christmas tree, really provided by the Y-Men, and we'll make sure to let them know.
Well, that's good.
See, there you go, Matt. You don't understand these things.
Well, no, I think that's good. I mean, I thought, you know, I'm glad that that the tree is going to go to good use.
See, this event is growing now. Now we got a Christmas tree out there. We've got a Christmas tree going to the homeless shelter. We've got possibly a bell ringer. We don't know yet. We've got Buckeye Donuts, thanks to the Industrial Channel. We've got people throwing fruitcakes at a Christmas tree. I'm telling you, it's showbiz.
That'll be exciting.
This is a real uptown event as far as I... By the way, if you want to bring ornaments Thursday night, if you want to bring ornaments and lights on Thursday night, we will use them Thursday night, and all of that will go to the homeless shelter. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a big event.
Oh, it's really shaping up now.
You know, we need to get rid of this stupid love your city. What we need is... Marion cares.
Oh, I like that.
Simple and to the point, because there are so many good organizations in Marion. Marion cares.
Well, and by the way,
slogan.
You know what would, like I say, whatever people bring, anybody listening, Thursday night, if you bring ornaments, you bring candy canes, that would be a good one, you bring lights, whatever, we will put those on this tree, because we're going to leave it undecorated Thursday night, and then whatever decorations are on there, candy canes, whatever, we will also give that to the homeless shelter, and they can have that to go to their shelter.
You know, it might be a good idea to put that undecorated tree over there at the shelter, because if once you decorate it, now you got to undecorate it to move it.
Well, I will do that fairly quickly. I don't think we're going to have a garland and icicles, but we'll get those lights. I honestly can't imagine people bringing lights, but I can candy canes. Ornaments, we can get those off there pretty quick and into a box. We'll make sure we have a banana box here to put that stuff
in. Yeah, depends on how big the tree is. But
I'll have to talk to the Y-Men, yeah.
I got some boxes of ornaments that I will definitely
bring. Oh, terrific.
And, you know, this is going to be a fun event.
And by the way, we now just so people know, this is not going to break the tree. Although a fruitcake is heavy, we're going to set the Christmas tree at the 70-foot mark. That's going to be the 70-foot marker, because very rarely have people ever thrown it 70 feet. And if somebody happens to hit the tree with the fruitcake, they will get a special prize that night.
Frank Gibson wanted to know how. Do you throw it like a shot put? Do you throw it underhand?
Oh.
Do you throw it overhand? What?
Underhand. What? You will stand.
Underhand.
Yep. You will no run. You come up to a line. You get the fruitcake. One underhanded toss and no rethrows.
Flat foot.
Flat foot.
Groucho Marx would say, that certainly sounds like an underhanded event.
It certainly does. Hey, thanks for everything. Hey, let us know about the bell ringer if you hear from them.
Well, they're supposed to give you a call.
Well, if they call, we will get them checked in.
I told them you're there till 12, but you're there till 1, aren't you?
We're there till 1. Yeah, we're here till 1 today.
Yeah, so hopefully he'll get in and give you a buzz.
Hey, thank you.
Do it better tomorrow.
Yep. Oh, I tell you what, we're picking up steam here. I know exactly what I'm going to give somebody if they... It might be a food prize if you actually hit the tree with the fruitcake.
You're going to give them a fruitcake?
Oh, no. People don't want a fruitcake.
I don't know. People like the Claxtons.
No, you can't get a Claxton. We're not selling them this year. They have not come in.
I haven't seen them yet.
Nope. I don't know where you even get these things. By the way, can anybody pick us up some Claxton fruitcakes that night? We have last year's, but I don't know where they all are this year. Very odd. 740-383-9944. Would you like to put somebody into the fruitcake toss? Although we now have Dana Martin from the homeless shelter. And you're taking care of Heather Hill, Allison Russo, Ralph Smith, Sean Barr, Ares Ratliff?
Yes.
Are you doing it during the show, or are you actually participating in the show here?
Well, I mean, I've as of currently, I've written an email to Vivek Press people, but
I'll
I haven't actually sent it yet.
I'm sorry, that's a non-starter on Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I'm sorry.
Like,
I figured I'd invite the man. Go ahead, caller.
God, Bob.
Oh, Bob, are you getting as excited as I am? This is like the greatest fruitcake toss ever.
The chill of running up and down my spine.
Oh, it's the event of the holiday season. The only thing we don't have is music, and that bell ringer might be coming.
Well, yeah, we could sing along. We could sing jingle bells all night to the bell ringer.
Wouldn't that be something? as she rings the bell, ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling. Yes.
Question, though. I haven't heard any younger contestants entering. You know, I know last year you had Fruitcake Lily and a few others. I mean... Is there going to be a junior division this year?
Oh, Lord, no. We have to keep everybody in the same category because it gets difficult if we try to separate.
All right.
Now, I'll tell you what we might do, though. After everybody throws, if there is something left over, we might say, okay, the top kid thrower was this. The top female thrower was this person. You know, we could do that, but we're all going to throw together.
Well, I get that. Certainly the males and females should be on equal footing. But I was just working on getting the plaque ready, and I didn't know if I needed two plaques, one for the junior division.
Well, no, I don't know about two plaques for that, but it might, well, maybe.
No, one plaque for the regular division and one plaque for the junior, not two for the junior division.
No, I agree. So maybe that's right. But what do you think now? Because you've come up with the prizes for this. Because we don't even know if this will happen. But if somebody should hit the tree... That's going to be the 70-foot marker. What should they get?
Get out of town, I guess, for ruining Christmas.
Well, you think that's going to ruin? I don't know. the fruitcake really could put a dent in that tree.
Yeah. Well, it depends on where they hit it, you know, top or bottom.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think we should give that person? A special award or something?
Let them take the tree home with them.
No, the tree's going to the homeless
last
shelter.
Last person standing. Oh, okay, the homeless shelter. All right.
Yeah.
Then I had another question. Then I caught yesterday's show. You know, Santa Claus Town and everything. Maybe we should do a weekend road trip there sometime this year. You know, a day trip. It could be done 4 hours away, 4 hours back.
Yeah,
about the Santa Claus Town.
Oh, I'd love to go down there, and I know Pat. She invited me. We could see how they do this whole process and go down to Santa Claus, Indy. I'd love to do it.
We could do that in one day. Yeah. We don't even need to. Indiana's close.
Yeah, well, we should plan on that.
I'll tell you what. Let's send me an email. We'll set it up.
All right.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you later.
If you think of anything for somebody who hits the tree, let me know.
Oh, and there are Claxton and fruitcakes all over town down here. I mean, I think I sent you a picture of one time, but. But yeah, they're all over Columbus.
I don't know why they're not here. I have not seen one anywhere, and I've been
out. Maybe the Claxton factory is afraid of you. maybe you've set a boundary around Marion there.
I've backed him down. I've backed him down. I think you're right. Well, we'll see what happens.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
See you later.
Bye-bye. I'd like to go over to Santa Claus, Indiana. I think that'd be fascinating.
I think it's interesting.
Go over there with and visit my good friend, Pat Cook, who's 94 years young, Santa's favorite elf, answering all these letters. 740-383-9944. She did tell me at one point that they get an abnormal amount of letters from the Ohio area, from this area, Marion, Ohio.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you want?
Oh, I think so. 740-383-9944. Do you want to enter somebody else into the fruitcake contest? Although this is really shaping up. I wish we had some music. Now, the bell ringer could be the music, but the girl used to play the trumpet. That was great. What about anybody from that Uptown event? I'm telling you, that was just an Uptown first. They had the cheese trays last night again, and the fruit trays, and the strawberries looked delicious, and they had the meatballs, and oh, it was just great. Decorations were great. Everybody was there. It was a very highbrow Uptown event.
Well, that's what you want, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. My Cubs cap is off to the... to the Community Foundation. That's a favorite event of the holiday season. It just looks beautiful there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, what more could you ask for in a holiday event, I suppose?
I ran into Mary Ellen. I ran into two of her daughters. I ran into Valerie Wigton, who's the president of the Women's Club Home. Tom Stotts from the Probation Department. That's where I saw Ted Graham. He was there last night. Who else was there that I saw? Saw a few people.
Sue Jacobs, Dean Jacobs.
Oh, Sue Jacobs, their daughter Kate, who's a part of the Community Foundation now. I know there were other people who I saw. I think Howie Long was there. What's his name? Luke Henry. He was there.
Luke Henry.
Yeah, it was a real Uptown event last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. They do a great job with that. And at the end, you get the little piece of chocolate.
Fancy chocolate.
Fancy chocolate. Uptown event. And I'm telling you, to be invited to that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I think they have a very judicious screening process for that event.
Well, that's good, I guess.
I think they do. I think a few people got cut from last year. So, you know, that's the way it goes.
You'll have that.
Well, that's how you know you've made it, Marion. You get on that list. I don't know how it happened. 740-383-9944. Oh, here's something. This morning... the person you said does not like me at the Kroger.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Yep.
I knew that he was going to be out doing the carts this morning on this bitter cold morning. And I told him that I drive through the parking lot and get a large diet soda every morning. And I said if I looked over there and saw a big black hump of because he wears a big black coat and face mask, if I saw a big black hump out in the parking lot, that I would bring him a large coffee this morning. And he swore up and down that I would not do this. So as I was going through the line this morning at McDonald's, I looked over and there was the big black hump. So I got him a large black coffee and a sausage egg McMuffin. Pulled it right up to the door, and this was his response to me. I said, Merry Christmas, here you go. And he said, well, you must have a little less Scrooge in you than I thought. Now, see, that's not the way to greet somebody at 7:15 in the morning.
Well, I think it's fine. It works.
Well, apparently they like me now.
That sounds about like, you know, a response that I'd expect from said person.
Well, and here, did you know McDonald's is part of the Grinch era now?
Yeah.
No, you didn't know that.
Yeah, I did. They have a Grinch meal.
You didn't know that.
I did.
You did not know
and
that.
And the Grinch meal is dill pickle flavor.
You didn't know it.
I did.
You didn't know that.
I just told you.
I'm just telling you, you did not know that. told you right now, and you didn't know it.
Well, how else would I know that the Grinch seasoning is dill pickle
flavor? Well, ask me how I know.
Okay, how do you know?
I know because the large coffee cup has the Grinch on it.
Oh, well, I didn't know all that.
Oh, see, I told you didn't know.
But they have like a Grinch meal. I knew they had a Grinch meal.
A Grinch meal.
Yep.
What is the Grinch meal?
I do believe it's just like a regular meal, except they give you like a seasoning packet that has the Grinch on it, and like I said, it's dill pickle flavored. I haven't bought it because
who would do that?
Yep, that's what I thought. I was like, who?
Are you sure this is not a Happy Meal?
Oh yeah, I mean, I'll show you. I'm sure you can.
I wish we had some Happy Meals here now, so we could try this.
I'm sure you can find them.
That would be entertainment.
Let's see here.
Why don't we have two Happy? How much does a Happy Meal cost now?
A lot.
You get a toy?
I'm sure you do.
You get a Grinch toy?
Probably not.
Oh. No.
Probably not.
But why would you not get a Grinch toy and a Grinch Happy Meal?
Because McDonald's is cheap.
And no, apparently
they,
not.
They probably,
do you know how much money they probably have to spend to license this character from Dr. Seuss?
Oh, yeah, look at that. I don't even have to tap on it. There's the McDonald's meal.
Well, it's a Happy Meal, isn't it?
No, that's a big
well,
Mac.
Let me see the...
It just comes in like a box like...
Oh,
a
so it comes... What's it called?
I think it's called the Grinch Meal.
So they have Grinch Fry Packs and...
Well, the Grinch Fry Pack is just dill pickle seasoning, like I said.
So what does this... Well, it's getting... Well, I don't know.
I'll pass on the dill pickle seasoning.
It's $12?
Sounds...
It comes with socks?
Comes with socks.
You see the socks over here?
Oh, I guess it comes with socks.
Maybe that's why it's $11. Are you sure that's not a Happy Meal?
Well, no, because that's the Happy Meal.
Okay, what does a Happy Meal come with?
Well, this one comes with chicken nuggets, a milk, fries, and apples.
All Happy Meals come with a toy. That's what makes you happy.
Well, I don't see any toy in there. There's no toy pictured. But, it's Disneyland 70th, according to this picture here. So I'm going to assume you're getting something Disney. So not the Grinch.
You're getting a Disney toy in a Grinch Happy Meal?
Well, it's not a Grinch Happy Meal. It says Disneyland on the box.
I'm talking about the Grinch. So there is no Grinch Happy Meal. There's just a Grinch meal.
Oh, I don't know. Let me see it. I'll have to look. 1 second. Let's go to the...
Oh, God. Does anybody know the answer to this? 740-383-9944. Okay. And apparently a packet of dill pickle sauce.
Yeah, no. There is no Grinch Happy Meal.
Okay. So it's just a Grinch meal.
Yeah.
Which is a Big Mac meal with Grinch socks in it.
Maybe if I can find it.
You know, that's not a bad deal.
Limited time. Oh, well, the only thing... What? I don't know. The only thing I can see under this here limited time the Grinch meal thing is the fries. So I think that the only thing that it really changes is the fries.
So why does it have a pair of socks in the picture?
I mean, you might get socks, maybe. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know. Do you? I'll look it up.
Oh, Lord. 740-383-9944. Would you like to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss? Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. We're always looking for people for the fruitcake toss. What an event it's going to be.
Yes, the limited time McDonald's Grinch meal does come with a pair of collectible Grinch-themed socks. In addition to the meal items like dill pickle, McShaker fries, and your choice of Big Mac or 10-piece meal.
You get a what? What's the meal?
Either a Big Mac meal or a 10-piece meal.
Okay. And what comes with it?
Fries.
And what's the shake?
No. Dill pickle McShaker fries.
Dill pickle McShaker fries.
That's what it says. Don't hit on me for
what
that.
What is that?
Yep.
Dill pickle McShaker fries.
What's included? Big Mac or 10-piece chicken nugget? New dill pickle McShaker fries? You shake on the seasoning. That's it puts.
Oh, it's
that
just
in.
Seasoning. It's not
a
sauce.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that.
Well, what a holiday thing! And it's got the Grinch on it.
Yep, Grinch salt.
Yeah, but it comes in a Grinch box.
It comes in a what looks to be like a gift, like a present.
And you get a pair of socks.
Apparently.
Wow.
Yep.
And how much is that? $12.
On DoorDash, it's $12. I don't know how much it is in person.
So, we're close to a McDonald's here.
We are.
Like, next hour, you could run right down there and take care of that.
Nope.
See, you don't know fun. 740-383-9944. Maybe during the noon hour, somebody will show up with a couple Grinch meals.
What are you going to do with a Grinch meal?
We'll tell people how it tastes.
It's going to taste like McDonald's.
I think that's wonderful.
The only thing you can try is the seasoning.
I just wanted to let you know I haven't heard back from the fire department.
Oh, they're. Can you believe this list we've got going here this year?
Yeah, that's a long list. Everybody shows up. It'll be wonderful.
Well, do you like the idea of a tree being put at the 70-foot mark, and if it's hit by a fruitcake, we're going to give somebody something?
Yeah, I think that's... Just add to the extra excitement.
Oh, absolutely. And then we're giving that tree immediately to the homeless shelter.
Might be a beat up tree.
Yep, that'll work. Wyman's planting the tree, no charge.
No charge for the tree.
Oh, that's good.
Wyman are a wonderful group.
And then hopefully after that, the tree can be put to good use with somebody.
Well, it'll be at the homeless shelter, and the kids that are up there and the families can enjoy it during the holiday season.
Oh, okay, it'll be at the shelter. They're not giving it away to anybody.
No, I think it's actually going to the homeless shelter.
Where's the homeless shelter at anymore?
Fairground Street.
Okay.
Yep, so we're happy to have, and the director of the homeless shelter, Dana Martin, will be here tossing things that night.
Well, you'll be on the air till 1 o'clock tonight, or today, and 8 o'clock to
10 tonight.
At night. If I hear from the fire department, you know, I'll call back and let you know.
You could also check with the police department. Maybe somebody over there would like to participate.
Well, no, I don't think I'll do that.
Okay. Are you in trouble with the police department?
No, but you just never know.
You know, Larry Barnett will be here that night. I hear, you know, he's going to be filled with mirth and happiness.
Well, I ain't going to be able to attend.
You'll be able to listen, though. It'll be live on the air.
Yeah, I'll be listening.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Yeah, Larry Barnett. First year for Larry Barnett. I'm excited about that.
Well, that'll be good, yeah. I think Larry's a nice fellow.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night. You know, most people, there are a few people on this list who I'm sure will not be there, but they've been nominated, so we'll read their names. But there are a lot of people on this list who I'm sure will be there.
Well, I mean, I think that...
How are you feeling about Weslyn Davis?
I don't know that she'll show up.
I don't know if this is her kind of event.
No, probably not. I mean, I don't know. I think that we have a better chance of her showing up than, say, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Well, that was yours. I don't know why you put Vivek Ramaswamy.
Because somebody
in there.
Else put Amy.
Did you ever invite your? Apparently, you were in contact with Mr. Fruitcake Toss Donovan. What's his name?
I have him on Facebook. I could message him.
Well, okay.
I mean, he didn't live in Marion anymore. I doubt he could make it.
Moved on right out of town.
Yeah, I think he lives in Delaware now.
You know, I think he was the grandson of the first Peanut Push King, Reverend Lippert.
Your guess is as good as mine.
That was my understanding.
I'm not exactly close with the fellow.
So again, if somebody would like to be put in the fruitcake toss, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. But what an event that Community Foundation Christmas party was last night.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it was nice.
A tremendous, tremendous event filled with holiday mirth and fun and everybody dressed up, and it was just a nice event.
I think I think social events, for the most part, tend to be nice.
Over at the Stingletroo Museum.
Oh, yes.
You know, they have a bust of President Harding in there.
Small bust, yes.
No, I think it was the bigger bust.
I think you're wrong.
Well, you didn't think the small bust was President Harding.
Well, I don't think either of them looked like President Harding, personally.
Well,
I mean, the
I
one
thought it was
says
good.
Harding, so I was like, well, I guess, yeah, I guess that's Harding.
Do you think anybody's going to be able to nail that tree? See, first of all, most people will not be able to
probably
get it 70
not. I mean,
foot.
I think that we had maybe, what, two or three throwers over 70 foot last year?
Maybe two.
Because, I mean, I don't think anybody's going to hit the tree. I'll be honest with you. I don't see it being likely.
No, I mean,
you get, like, yeah, like you said, one, maybe two people to throw it over 70 foot every year. I don't see you hitting the tree.
No, but I'll tell you, if somebody does hit the tree, that'll be interesting.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
I guess. And then we got to turn around and give it to the home.
Well, I really don't know the damage that a fruitcake could do to a real tree. I mean, fruitcakes are dangerous.
I think it could knock off some branches for sure. I mean, I guess it depends on how live the
tree
is.
Well, you just turn it to the back. You just turn the broken branches to the back. You put them in the back.
Yeah.
Put it in a corner.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea. Good plan. I mean, hide the back half of the tree. So you don't even need a full tree, just a half a tree. Look at that.
And McDonald's has got their McGrinch, McShaker, McPickle fries.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, this whole Grinch thing. See, to me, it just goes back to Pat Carroll.
Well, I think people just like the Grinch because...
Yes.
Well, I mean, I think...
He wasn't that popular when he first came out.
Well, I mean, I think he just looks... I mean, he's green, fuzzy...
It's a villain.
Thing.
People love a villain.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, you know...
That's it.
I mean, that's why the Joker got his own movie.
Right. Pat Carroll had this right many, many years ago. Everybody loves a villain. Nobody loves the person who's perfect and all that. You love the villain.
Well, I mean, you know, I think, well, because you can't have a movie based about somebody good if there's no conflict. You have to have a villain. But you don't have to have a good guy in a movie about a villain. The villain can do bad things.
No, but the villains are much more, you know, thought out. They do have edges. They do have quirks.
Well, yeah.
That's what makes them villainous.
I don't know, I think some villains are kind of interesting. Like the Riddler, I don't know, I think they could have done better than the Riddler. But whatever.
Well, I mean, well, there are a lot of Batman criminals.
Oh, I know, I like Two-Face, I like the Penguin. Obviously the Joker's a good one.
Yep, Joker's most popular.
Yep.
You know, we have not got out the Christmas records this year yet.
I can't, you know, we got a, I almost said the Andy Williams. Andy Williams.
Arthur Treacher.
Yeah, there you go. The fish and chips guy.
The Merv Griffin Arthur Treacher holiday album.
That's a good album right there.
Yeah, he sings Rudolph. He screams it. It's the definitive version of Rudolph.
I think so.
What's the other one he does? He does Rudolph on one side. Frosty, isn't it Frosty?
I do not know.
I'll tell you, the fun of that album, the front one of that album is what's great to me, you know.
Got Merv Griffin sitting on Arthur's lap.
Yes, Merv Griffin dressed up like a little boy, sitting on Arthur Treacher's lap, who's dressed like Santa Claus, but he didn't have the beard on.
Well, I think if you put the beard on, maybe they were like, ah, you might not recognize him.
Well, they wouldn't know who Arthur Treacher was, right.
I didn't know who Arthur Treacher was until... until the album.
And he wanted to sell those. And you don't believe now that we'll have hot chocolate during the fruitcake toss. So we've added a tree.
That is not what I said.
No, I think it was. We've added a tree, and we have added...
donuts.
Donuts, absolutely. But you don't believe there'll be any beverage that night.
I did not say that. I said
it sounded like you said it.
I said that I would just get in touch with the person who has brought it previously and ask them if they are bringing it. So you can.
Well, I told you the last time I was in touch with that person, it did not go well.
I understand.
So I can't, you know.
You see, but now you have an event that you are planning, and
right, and I'm not expecting.
And in the past, they've brought hot chocolate.
Yeah, but I'm not expecting anything from them. I think they're in one of their moods. They have moods.
Was there a conversation about them bringing the hot chocolate this year?
No.
Okay, well then probably not.
That's what I said.
There's probably not going to be hot chocolate.
Isn't that what I just said?
I get. Oh, well, look at that.
No, she's God bless her heart. She's moody. Do you know that when I first met her, this is my hand, you know, to wherever here. When I first met her, we were having conversations. We were having just a wonderful time. She was nice. She was kind. We got along. It was great. You know, like a great friendship, you know? And then one day I said something. Now, to this day, I don't know what I said. But she changed. And she got very quiet. And she stopped talking. And it got very quiet for a while. And then... I swear to you, I said, is something wrong with you? Because I thought maybe she had an illness or something. She developed one of those illnesses, like holiday illnesses. And I said, are you, I'm fine, nothing wrong, I'm fine. But and she said it like that. I'm fine, there's nothing wrong. And this went on for like a month. And then one day she revealed that she was ticked off. And I said, well, why didn't you say that when I asked you what was wrong? And she said, I didn't want to. So we had to go through like a whole month of just nonsense to and that's how she is.
Well, I don't know that that's a great, I mean, well, I mean, I don't think that that's great. I mean, I think that if you have a problem with somebody and they ask you if you have a problem and you say no, I think that you can't. Unfortunately, I don't know that you can bring it up like a month later.
No, you're talking about the Thanksgiving conversation. No, you're talking about that one.
Yeah.
Oh, see, but that was very similar to Thanksgiving.
No.
Yes, it was.
It was.
Why? Yes, it was because I forgot. that she had sent a message like a month early.
You saw the message.
Because it was a rude
message.
Didn't
respond.
Oh, wait a second. Because it was rude. You forgot that it was rude. It was. I knew there was a fight to be had there, and I did not want to pick the fight.
You read the message.
It was rude.
And then didn't respond.
Because I knew any way I responded, there was going to be an argument. Because it was about a bad time. I'm not even going to bring up what it was. So then I don't I just left it. I said, okay, I'm not responding to that. I don't want, forget it. But I'm not angry. I just don't want to have that discussion. And then they say, happy Thanksgiving. And so I think, oh, I'll respond. I'll do the nice thing here. And I said, happy Thanksgiving. And it did downhill from there on the night before Thanksgiving. Boy, that ball started rolling downhill so fast. It was bad.
See, that's why you just... You can't. I don't know. Look, you just left them. You left them on. You left them on red for like a month. Is my understanding.
Matt, you don't understand. I don't understand. I don't know why you're so.
I don't know what there is to not understand.
No. Listen, if I...
You read the message.
I certainly
you
did.
You were in the chat.
I
read
was
the
in
message.
The chat.
And you
I
were like, nope.
Message.
And then you just closed it.
Because... No, if it had been a normal question, like, hey, Scott, how you doing? Or what's new with you? Or here's what's new in my... I would have responded. It would have been fine. But it was hearkening back to like a 3 year ago angry event that I know she still harbors that event because she's bringing it up like 3 years later. And I said to myself, I said, you know what? I'm going to do the bigger thing here. I'm not going to respond to this because if I say that I said it, then she's going to ream me for saying it in the first place.
Why
and if I say
just...
don't send, no.
Again, I feel like the first time we talked about this, I said the same thing. Why don't why didn't you just respond with, you know, we've had the conversation before, and I don't really want to talk about it, or something along those
because
lines.
Because that comes off a little snarky.
No!
She's always confused. She always accuses me of being snarky anyway.
See, no, because, look, I mean, then you're trying to avoid a confrontation. If they want to...
I was avoiding a confrontation.
No, you created a new... You just
when
don't
I,
respond. I don't,
did
respond
she not,
the,
want, me,
the best
did she not
it.
Want me to say happy Thanksgiving?
Well, I would have responded to both of the messages, you see.
But I responded, I finally did respond.
Yeah, a month later to
it
a different
doesn't
message.
Doesn't matter. I said, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then I swear to you, I said to her, put your mind at ease.
Well, I mean,
I'm not angry with you. And she said, I was not uneasy. Okay, fine, great. We're fine. And then in the next sentence, literally the next sentence, she says, of course I was bothered by you not answering me. And then I said, do you read your messages? Because you just said you were not uneasy, and now you're saying you were bothered. And then she said, you're being snarky.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, I think that might be a little. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I would have responded with
you know
put
what?
Your mind at ease.
I have no problem with her.
That's
she,
a bit.
If she came in at noon today, I would invite her in. I'd invite her to sit right there. I'd say it's
sure
the holidays.
I'm sure
you can
would.
Sit right there. We'll hash this out for the sake of friendship and what I'd say. Sit right there.
Well, I mean, I don't think you're not friends. Is my
She's not bringing
my
hot chocolate? And the fruitcake toss is uptown. You know, it's big time this year. We got trees and things.
You never asked if they were bringing the hot chocolate.
Come on in. I'll ask you to bring the hot chocolate. We're going to break. We'll be back.
I hope I get some Budweiser.